This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's a Joy Law podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
We're with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday drive home on Joy 94.9.
What's it time for?
Joy Law.
Ask and answer. It is time for Joy Law, the regular segment where we look at legal issues of interest or concern to the LGBTIQ+ community and its allies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, we're joined in the studio by a very special guest. It's Kimmy from KHQ. Hey, Kimmy, how you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hey. There we go. All right. Now, we've been recently talking a little bit, I guess, darker topics.
Mm.
Often we talk about sperm donation or having a child or family agreements, but we've been talking about death and dying.
It's all part of it.
It's all part of it. Mm. Circle of life.
Yeah, it is.
And the importance of having a will, we talked about that.
Yes.
And the importance of having a power of attorney as well, in case you lose your marbles, you want someone to look after you.
Don't go to the post office and get a will.
Is what you've learned.
That's what we learned, no? Didn't say.
We can do that, but it's better to get a lawyer to help you.
Yeah, that can add some complications. So best to go to a lawyer.
Yeah.
It's said by a lawyer, of course.
And now we're going to talk about contesting
the will. So someone dies and they...
Their wishes are stated.
Then they have a will. Let's start with they have a will.
Yeah.
So someone dies, they have a will.
Mm-hmm.
Can you contest it?
Yeah, so there's some circumstances you can contest a will, and that's usually if, let's say, someone has lack of testamentary capacity or if
the
rest
of
what? So if someone has lost their marbles,
right? Okay.
And they drafted
the
will.
Term.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sitting right here.
Awkward.
Or if, let's say, you do go to a post office and get one of those wills, it might not actually be written properly. So then you might have to go to court to actually interpret what it actually says. But in most circumstances, it's if someone isn't actually getting anything from the will or not getting enough. And so a lot of the people contesting are trying to get more out of the estate.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't contest it and say, no, thank you anyway. No, you have it, you have it. You'd be like, no, I want more.
Yeah, that's so horrendous, though.
But that adds cost, though, doesn't it?
It's very expensive to do litigation, but most of the time it's circumstances where people might be not having enough and they need money for financial circumstances or health situations.
So they haven't been looked after in a way that they perhaps need because maybe they're dependent or...
Exactly. Yeah. And so they need the money from the estate to look after themselves in their future.
Mm. Or they're just being really greedy and grubby.
Yes, sometimes. Yeah. Most of the time.
Oh, don't say that. You can't say that.
Well, can some people be surprised and they'll get the will and be like, what do you mean I'm not in it? I should be in it. And then they contest it that way.
Yeah, so a lot of children, they might be estranged from their parents or even if they know their parents, there might be disputes between the siblings and one child is favoured over the other. And you might think all along that you'd all be treated equally and then comes out the will and your sister gets 80% and you only get 20%.
That's ridiculous. And also, I am the only single one and possibly will be forever. Who cares? But does that mean generally if the siblings that have the family and kids, they get a bit higher percentage?
No,
generally?
So you can give your estate as you wish.
Yeah.
But sometimes people think, oh, if I've got more children, I should get more money.
No, because that is not my fault.
Yes.
Sorry.
No.
It's taking it out on air.
And in a lot of circumstances, a child who's actually worked hard and is financially well off might actually be not getting anything from the estate because the other child who didn't do anything, the parents feel sorry for them and so end up giving them more money.
That's not how...
That's complicated.
How do they learn?
I guess if you're writing a will and you're anticipating that family members might feel a bit... unhappy with the outcome, maybe you should have the conversation before you shuffle
off. So generally if there is something like that we think might be adversarial down the track, we do recommend having like a family meeting discussing this is what I'm going to do in my will so there are no surprises later down the track. Usually the contesting only happens when one child is unhappy about what they're getting and so then they use fighting the will as a way of making their point or their principle. So it's just best to try and clear the air beforehand so everyone's on the same page to try and avoid it later down the track.
Now, you've said child, we're talking about parents, but often people who are contesting the will may not have a bloodline or a blood connection to the person whose will they're contesting, yeah?
In Victoria, it has slightly narrowed. So the people that can contest are actually just spouse de facto children, some certain circumstances, grandchildren, mm-hmm. and there are some other people, but you can't just be the neighbour down the track who can contest the will. So it's not uncles and aunts, it's not nieces and nephews, it's quite limited on who can actually contest the will.
But and it generally goes to the bloodline, isn't it? It's like
If, let's say, you as the child gets the money and then you die, then through your will that spouse might end up getting the money.
Ugh.
So there are ways that we can draft your will to prevent that. But again, once the money's gone, then you can't really protect it after that.
Have you ever had any cases where it's like the family gathers around to read the will and it just says, leave everything to the seeing eye dogs? That must happen. They just happen.
I bequeath this to...
Screw you all. Give it to the doggies.
Yeah.
So we don't actually do reading the wills. That's very in the movies and in Hollywood.
Well, you know what I mean. They just realise.
Yeah, in many circumstances, I've actually drafted one where the money went to the pet. And
oh really?
Yeah. So we have
so
some
funny.
We have some weird provisions that we've
that's a lot of dog
people
food.
Have asked us to
yeah.
put in.
Yeah. Lifetime supply of worming material? I don't know.
Yeah, so there are certain circumstances where all the money's gone to charity and then it's people trying to not fight with the charities but negotiate with them to see can I actually get some of it. Some charities are open to negotiation and others aren't, so you just have to be mindful of where costs end up.
But that entitlement just makes me feel uncomfortable. The person who passed away, they didn't want you to have it, and you shouldn't be banking on getting someone else, literally, on someone else's money.
Yeah, so the basis behind that is the government doesn't want you to have to rely on the government, and because the parents made the child and it should be up to them to look after the child, and so that's where it is. So if someone's on welfare, for instance, but they could receive their parents' inheritance, so rather than receiving money from taxpayers, they should be getting that money from their parents.
Yes, so someone actually is in need of money.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's
so
different.
We're talking about where there is a will to be contested, but what if someone dies without the will? What can you contest anything then?
So you still can. Same principles apply. Mm-hmm. You're contesting against the estate rather than an actual will. So that's where we went and touched on intestate.
Yes.
So intestacy provisions.
What did you touch?
The intestate.
Oh.
Yeah, when you die without a will.
Right. Mm.
And you can still be someone that contests how that is distributed.
Yes.
So you can still contest whether there's a will or not.
Yes. How often does it come up that people grapple over Nan's engagement or wedding ring?
That is the worst. We've spent thousands.
How did you do that?
Yeah. Well, I just thought because everyone wants, this is my Nana's ring sort of thing.
Yeah, usually it's a sentimental value items are the tickler in any family situation. And so we've actually got a matter recently that people were fighting over jewellery and that was it. And the jewellery wasn't actually worth that much. So, and people spend thousands of money just on matter of principles. So it's very expensive.
I don't want her having Gran's ring.
Yeah.
But you don't wear rubies. I don't care. She's not having the ring.
Body snatchers.
What?
Body snatchers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just before we change topics, but just remember, if you are going to contest a will, you've only got 6 months, and that's a really key date, from when a grant of probate is issued. So that's when the will is approved by the court.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you've got 6 months from that date to actually contest a will. Anything longer than that, it gets harder and harder.
Okay. Well, there we go.
So get on your skates. If you're planning on contesting, and I imagine you would suggest they speak to a lawyer.
Exactly.
Surprise!
Fantastic.
No, it's not an easy area. So
no, it is complicated, isn't it? And I think there's also a lot of emotion in it as well.
Yeah.
So sometimes having that third party to help you through the conversation might be helpful.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then whilst we're talking about wills, I always ask the same question. Dean, am I in your will?
No, you are not.
All right.
And no contesting
I'll
of that.
Ask next week.
That's right. Thank you very much, Kimmy. We look forward to speaking with you and the team from KHQ Lawyers again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.